could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. Me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today's going to be a spontaneous, immediate reaction show to Gennady Golovkin versus Special K. Man, listen, so much to talk about. We're going to take your calls. Obviously, I'm going to give my quick reaction of exactly what went down, and we're going to open up these phone lines. Remember, that number is 1-425-569-5241, and you can call us internationally from all over the globe absolutely free by adding us on Skype. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype, and you will be able to call in internationally without a problem. And if this is something that you want to talk about, this is something that you want to listen to, then definitely tune in.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Immediate reactions, ladies and gentlemen. What do we think when we immediately think of Gennady Golovkin versus Kell Brook? Well, I'm going to say right off the bat, I got to eat crow regardless. I know that I picked Gennady Golovkin to win this fight, and he did win this fight. But definitely, round of applause. Kell Brook doing such a marvelous job in there. I mean, you know, I complain so much about Kell Brook being a welterweight and the fact that this fight was a sham, because if Gennady Golovkin was such a feared middleweight, he shouldn't be fighting a welterweight. But then to watch Kell Brook in there, the way that he was moving, the way that he was landing shots on Gennady, obviously the internet is using words like exposed. I wouldn't go that far. I still question his health. How much of 100% Gennady Golovkin did we have on today? It did seem like he was breathing heavy from his mouth. He was loading up a lot. Was it true? I heard Abel Sanchez in the post-fight interview speaking about the cab ride over to the weigh-in and the frustrations that the team was feeling. Did Gennady really rush into this fight on fight night because he had some sort of grudge on his shoulder, some sort of revenge he wanted to get? I don't think so. I think he's more intelligent than that. Did he get upset when Kell Brook was peppering him, and maybe that's why he was throwing some wide shots? I don't know. But he was getting hit a lot by a welterweight that chose to move. That just makes me feel like the Laura fight is problems. Canelo could give him problems. But again, I say, wait, all you Triple G haters, all the guys that are going to call in and say, oh, Ness, this guy's a welterweight. He wasn't supposed to do that to Golovkin. Well, Kell Brook didn't last the 8 rounds. He did get the stoppage, whether or not the referee stopped it or the corner, David Engel himself threw the towel in. The point is, he still got the stoppage. Now, we can't get carried away with the fact that he didn't look as great as we want him to, because we've seen him go to extremities before with allowing his opponent to hit him. And I know this may sound alien to some, but we have to play devil's advocate. And is this performance not a direct move, strategic type of move to get Canelo into the ring, to bait him into the ring? I mean, up until the buildup of this fight, Gennady has been saying that maybe I got to look vulnerable. Maybe guys will fight me if I do take some shots. So maybe if I'm getting hit by a welterweight, a little more than the commentators would like, a little more than the major media outlets would like, maybe that would entice Canelo Alvarez into jumping in the ring with me. Maybe that's it. But again, this is my immediate reaction. And what I will say is that based off the one time that I did see this fight, right? Obviously, I'll go back and watch it for tomorrow's full review, which you can catch here at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. I am impressed with Kell Brook. I am impressed with Kell Brook. I do want to let you know that he made it clear that he's not coming back to 147, so Errol Spence will be fighting for that title. Kell Brook said he's going to take over the 154-pound division, and I am excited. I'm shocked that he didn't ask for a rematch. He said that he had went back to the corner in the second round and told his trainer he couldn't see out the right eye. And in fact, when he seen out the right eye, he said he seen three or four Gennady Golovkins. So for all you guys are going to say, oh, they threw the towel in, Ness. They threw the towel in. Those Brits, man, they not tough. They threw the towel in.
You're serious? You're serious?
Remember, this is Gennady Golovkin punching you in the eye, making you see three of him. Making you see three of him. You know, if Kell Brook starts trying to fight the wrong Gennady Golovkin, he could easily get jumped by two more Gennadys, right? So I think that the corner did what they were supposed to do. I think that they wanted to preserve what is still could be a good fighter. You know, Kell Brook, I know a lot of guys are going to give him credit now for losing in good fashion. I know how that goes around. You know, we've done that with Diego Chavez, and we do that with Khan. We give all these fighters, we give them the martyr title. But I still want to see him fight some guys, some names. I hope that he doesn't stay too inactive. He seemed okay. Initially, that eye did look like a little Jimmy Dean breakfast sausage at first. They put the inswell on it, though. I don't know. Look, I'm going to get and jump out to these streets. Remember that number is? 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time. Remember, this is an immediate reaction show. All we want is your immediate reaction. And all we're giving you is 45 seconds, okay? 45 seconds is on the clock for everybody. Alumni, new caller, first-time caller. Don't waste your time with hellos and goodbyes because this is a quick show. Believe that. All right? We're going to Skype first, and we're going to get to JB because he was first on the line.
Hello, Ness. Quickly.
What's going on, brother?
Little list, yeah? So, after going against what you said, I do believe that Triple G didn't allow Brook to hit him. I think Brook was so quick with his uppercuts. He had Triple G's head bobbing up and down like a bobblehead. That was hilarious, them uppercuts coming in. But I think most of it, he made Triple G frustrated in the rounds that we got. But that punch that got Brook's eye was just too bad. I think Stoppage was good. I mean, he wasn't going to win the fight. He was just going to get damaged over the rounds. I mean, you know, you just look at, what's his name, Stonehands. Look at his eye. You don't want another fighter's eye turning out like his. But, yeah, just like to all the Triple G, over the Triple G fans, I just want to say, like,
cut it. My friend, you're going to have to make it faster than that. 45 seconds is the time. This is the immediate reaction show. We're going down the line quickly. We're going to get back out to some other callers. We got Steven Calderon.
Hey, what's up? So first of all, I think that Triple G, after watching this fight and after watching the Mongoose fight, I'm going to go ahead and say that Triple G kind of seems to have this ability to land his left hook almost at will. That's his go-to weapon. He's able to smash fools' faces in with that. That's what fucked up his eye. That's what fucked up his body in the first round. He landed a left hook to the body and came back up to the head, and that's, I mean, Brook was never able to recover. It was a different fight from there on out. I did give Brook the second round, though. That was me personally. I thought that Brook landed a fast 1-2 and an uppercut, and Triple G, it made him pause. It was taming him. After that, it was all Triple G. He was able to land his hooks and things like that. My question to you is, do you think that Brook would have looked as easy against Canelo? Would it have been a more difficult test? That's what I want to know tomorrow. Peace out.
All right, man. Good call. Let's get to some other phone calls here. We got Coach Mitty. Talk to me.
Yo, so very good stoppage. Brook showed his spirit. Great fighting spirit, but Gennady said it well. He is not a middleweight. He was landing his shots, but it could not hurt him at all. I don't care what people say, he was buzzed. Gennady was never buzzed. He was getting hit because the guy is fast, but he doesn't have the power of a middleweight. And the stoppage is great. That was only going to get worse. So that's all I've got to say. Gennady did what he had to do.
So you still got some time there. You don't think that he looked a bit exposed? You don't think that he took more shots? I mean,
No. He wasn't exposed. Like, I mean, Triple G doesn't really use his head movement. We always know that, you know, he's been hit before because he allows people to do it, or maybe not because he allows them to do it. That's the speed of Brooks. He's decent. He's got good reflexes. So he's going to hit his guy, but he can't hurt him. So it doesn't make a difference. And he was getting hurt every time he was getting hit. So that's the big problem here.
All right, Mitty. Well, thanks for calling in. That is your 45 seconds. Hamish, you're live. Where are you calling from, Hamish?
Yeah, what up? New Zealand, man.
New Zealand, talk to us.
Yeah. First of all, amazing performance from Cal Brook. I thought he did real well. But again, for a reason. I thought it was a great stoppage, though. Look, Brook impressed me enough to say that he could match Canelo at 154. So I think he should go down to 154 and he'd do well there. Gennady's really picked it up. Versus Jacobs and then move up because, like, he's just got to step it up now. But it was a great fight.
All right, Hamish. Well, thanks for calling in all the way from New Zealand. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in. We're going to go back out to these streets. Remember that number is 1-425-569-5241. And you can call us internationally absolutely free by adding Nesta Gibbs on Skype. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. I can't believe there's that many of you and not the same amount of thumbs up. It takes you nothing. You're watching this show. You're enjoying it. Hit that thumbs up. It helps with the visibility. It helps us grow. Helps us get some new entertaining characters and callers like some of these that we're going to. 623, you're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's up? Alden, man, from Phoenix.
Alden, talk to me.
Brooke did a good job, but he must have been sniffing that Jamaican cocaine if he thought he was going to go any longer. Cause let me tell you something. You got to remember something. Triple G didn't land any really good, solid shots to the chin. If he would have landed a couple of those crazy ass haymakers he was throwing, he would have knocked that boy out quick. People forget he landed a short, small left hook. It kind of hit his shoulders and it buckled Kell Brook. So if you were to think about it, if he would have landed, one shot would have knocked him out. In comparison, remember Canelo? Canelo was getting beat by Amir Khan 4 rounds. But when Canelo landed one shot, we saw what happened. And people were saying Triple G is getting hit. Yes, Triple G does need to improve. But you got to remember something. Compare how he fought when he fought Lemieux. When Lemieux was a big puncher, Triple G never got hit. When Triple G fought Monroe, he got hit. There's a purpose for that.
Alden, sorry to cut you, but you know, it is a timeline. We do have a timeline, ladies and gentlemen. This is an immediate reaction show, so you're only getting 45 seconds to let it all out. Remember that number is 1-425-569-5241. Phone lines will be closing in 90 seconds. So if you made it on, remember to press 1. Don't do nothing, because if you fall off, you've fallen off for good. You can get us on the bat line on the Skype, so add us at Nesta Gibbs to get on the Skype line. We're going back out to these streets right now. It's exciting. Oh, my God. There's so many of you out here. I can't believe so many of you are tuned in with us. Can I get some thumbs up? Can we get 1,000 fucking thumbs up this time around? I mean, it is Saturday. It is midday. I'm over here giving you can we get 1,000 thumbs up? Could you show some love? Let's get out to these streets. We're going all the way to San Francisco.
Seconds.
Looks like Larry from San Francisco. Talk to me, Larry. What did you think of tonight's fight?
1,000 thumbs up. Let's do it. First of all, I got a ride on all these let's give Kell Brook credit cats right there. He did not finish the fight and he did not win. Therefore, no credit. He got in the ring. He did a little bit here and there, but at the end of the day, he got handled just like the rest of them did. No credit. I don't want to see no more of these welterweights or anybody else weight, 7 out of weight class, taking beatings and then getting credit for it. Secondly, the Engel, the trainer, should be up for trainer of the year. Got out of there with that check. Got out of there with their health. And got out of there with a chance to make some more money down the line. That's how you do it. That's how we did it. That's how y'all do it. I'm out.
Larry, thank you for calling in on a check-in. 224, you're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this?
Seconds. I don't want to discredit anybody. Any man that get in the ring and willing to show his guts and his honor and glory to fight for his life or just for a profession, man, you got to give a man some respect. So the whole last caller with the discrediting the guys on, you know, not giving them credit. That's your opinion, but I don't agree with that. Cal Brook can go back down to 147 if he can make the weight. If not, we assume at 154. Shout out Boxer Voice. 1,000 thumbs up, like Ness said. I'm out.
Thank you so much. You heard the man. We need 1,000 thumbs up. That is the goal. We get that. We're going to be doing immediate reaction shows all the time. We're going back out to the streets. We're actually going to go to Skype. We're going to get to our international calls. We're going to go to Sam Roberts. I believe he might be at the fight. Sam, you're in
the UK? No, not there, Nestor. Not there. Watching on stream at home. Watching on stream at home. Bye, ladies. Bye, ladies. Girlfriend and her friend going out right now. But the fight, absolutely fantastic fight. Good performance from Kel. But Triple G, he is what he is. He's a god. He's a god at middleweight. He said it himself in the post-fight. I broke him. He's not a middleweight. It's simple as that. People saying, oh, he got hit too much. He didn't respect his power anyway. He didn't care. Seen it against middleweights. He don't respect the power at middleweight. Why is he going to care about a welterweight's power? Why? No reason. There's no reason for it. He went in. Did his job, got out. Easy. Light work. Like it always is. What else can I say?
Totally agree with you, man. He did make it look like some light work. I won't deny that.
But it's too easy. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, now I got to get to some other callers. We are only giving 45 seconds each. But thank you for calling in.
I'll call in when it's not drive-by.
No problem, brother. That's tomorrow, okay? Let's go back out to these streets. We got 504. You're live on the Boxer Voice. Who's this?
What's up? This is Jay calling from the 504. Just wanted to comment on the fight. Wonderful fight. Wonderful event. Kell Brook, you know, shout out to Kell Brook for just being a soldier. And, you know, he's just too small, you know, but he fought good and he exposed Triple G with a lot of boxing. You know, but he was, at the end of the day, he was too small, and his punches just didn't affect Triple G, and Triple G walked him down. But it makes it a closer fight with Canelo, and it makes it a closer fight with Daniel Jacobs. But shout out to both fighters and the boxing boys. Love, love.
Thank you, brother. Love you back, man. 3-2-3. You're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this?
Hey, it's Santiago from Los Angeles. I'm here at the forum waiting for the doors to open. And I just want to say really quickly, Golovkin and Brook gave the fans over there at the O2 Arena their money's worth. I was truly impressed with how Brook was able to account of himself. And I look forward to seeing him campaign at 154. And I'm going to play Wingy Advocate. I think Brook beats Canelo personally.
All right. Well, Santiago, good call. We're going to have to wait and see. Is he going to get a win against a guy like Canelo, let alone a fight like Canelo?
Guys, you need show. You need amazing show. Just call me. I'm stay here. I'm ready for everybody.
We got 812, and I know this is TBV's WBC champion. Actually, you aren't a champion, Joey.
Ness, it's a rough day, man. I lost my belt. I lost the Pie War, and I'm eating crow. It's a rough. But, hey, shout out to the casual. You beat me, man. I ain't going to lie, man. Those first three rounds, four rounds, I was hyped. And then I saw that Brook was even winning on some cards. So that was my whole thing. I just thought if he would have hung in there, he would have got the decision, man. But, hey, stuff happens, Ness. I'll text you in a minute, man, so I can get your address so I can ship off that damn belt, man. But, hey, I'm be a good sport about it, man. It was all fun and games, man.
All right.
Then I got to get pie, too, so that's coming soon, too, man.
Damn, Joey. Listen. There's always rematches.
Hey, at least I didn't bet, though. I didn't bet any money. I almost did, but Bruce didn't come through for me, so at least I didn't lose any money.
All
that's
right.
A good thing too, well, man. So, but
and there's always rematches, man. You were a proud champion, and I'm sure you were smart enough. Or were you sound Al Heyman? Did you sign Al Heyman? Do you have a rematch clause?
Man, I didn't sign nothing. I just went heads up. But hey, Vanessa, I'll tell you what, the fans that go to, whoever comes to the next appreciation fan night, hey, there's another reason why to come to earn, you know, win that WBC belt, man.
You sure could, man. Hey, Joey, you've been a great sport,
it's all
brother.
Good, man.
Thank you for calling in, man.
What's up?
I said thank you for calling in. Down, you've been a great sport. 510, you're up next. And I want to ask everyone tuning. I can't believe there's over 1,000 people watching and I can't get 1,000. If I don't get 1,000 likes, I'm talking about jabs, left hooks all night. I want my 1,000 likes, I'm telling you. We're going to 510. You're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is PDP from Oakland. New caller.
Oh, all right. Well, let's give you the first time caller intro. You know tradition around here, right?
Yep.
All right. Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
PDP. Man, anyways, I'd like to say that we got to stop this whole weight class jumping issue. This is weight class matters for a reason. I mean, this is bullshit about these weight classes. Golovkin, honestly, he's a good fighter, but that's it. He's a good fighter, not a Hall of Fame fighter. Doesn't move his head much or anything like that. Kell Brook, I mean, guy needs to go back to down to 147 if he can. If he can't, I mean, 154. I mean, I would like to see Kell Brook versus Arias Landivar. Aside from that, enjoyable fight. I did have Kell Brook up by probably 3-2, maybe. But aside from that, weight classes, they matter for a reason. So.
Totally agree with that, brother. Totally agree. 313, you're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's up? My name is Corey. I'm calling from the 313. I'd like to agree with the last caller about all this moving up in weight and everything else, but I do like to give Kell Brook his credit. Kell Brook basically gave the blueprint on how to beat Triple D. Right? If he would have just stayed using the jab and the uppercut and kept him in the center of the ring, because Golovkin was only hurt him when he was on the ropes. When he kept him in the center, he was more effective.
I agree with that, man. I like that Kell Brook, he was doing a lot of good. I mean, you know, it was the type of fight that John Jackson was fighting versus Jermell Charlo, where you kind of just pot-shotting and moving, really staying on the balls of your feet. The only time Kell Brook wasn't successful, I feel, is when his back was to the rope. So I totally agree with you there.
Oh, yeah. And he said he's staying at 154. That's a great weight for him. Because it seemed like it was easier for him to come up in weight than it is to go down to 147. 154, I think he have a chance to be at the top division. Him fight Canelo, I'm not pretty sure about that, but he can go in the 154 division.
Well, all right, brother, we're going to get to some other callers. Thank you again for calling in. And if you're watching this live on YouTube or listening to this in the past, future, or in the present, we need you to hit that thumbs up button. Our goal is to get to 1,000 likes. We need to get the world to know about the show, right? And get everyone's immediate reaction at the same time. 612, you're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hello?
612, you're live. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yo, this is Jose from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I just want to give you a big ups for coming on a Saturday, man, and doing this. Big ups to everybody who's watching. And come on, let's give him 1,000 likes, yo. I mean, 1,000 likes. Man, Triple G did what he was supposed to do. I mean, he ran through him. Eventually, he did look sick, but that, like D-Hop said, you know, that window passed. He lost that. And Kell Brook is a good fighter. I mean, don't get me wrong. And Canelo's not fighting Triple G's leftovers, man. Come on now. Canelo's on his own road. Canelo, if anything, Triple G's chasing Canelo. So, I mean, after that, you know, we did see, some vulnerabilities inside Triple G, but everybody knew that once he get inside a puncher, you know, somebody who just doesn't move his head, he was going to get touched up. So, I mean, Kovlo, you know, he threw his hands out there, but he just couldn't withstand the power. So, I think Canelo's going to take him, Triple G, and I'll bet money on that one. And with that, I'll leave it at that. So, thank you.
You know, I can't even argue with guys at this point that believe right now that Canelo would get the better, because what Kell Brook showed was a little slickness and what Triple G showed was a little non-head movement. You know, and people say he has such good head movement.
You're serious? You're serious?
But he was getting jabbed on the way in by Kell Brook very easily. We're going to go back out to the Skype machine because we got so many international callers out with us. We got He just told me how to pronounce this. I'm going to go with, oh, yeah, wait, wait. Anesu, talk to us. Where are you calling from?
Yo, what up? UK.
Oh, man, so you must be hurt over there. Either you're hurt or you're extremely proud of the way Kell Brook performed, because he did perform, you know, I think he did well. I mean,
y'all getting it next, boy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was, it's a heavy one, man. It's a hard one to swallow, because watching it live, he looked like he could get through there, man. That fifth round where the corner was stopping it. But obviously, it's the eye socket issue, you know. But, you know, I had him three rounds to two, you know. I thought maybe it could be rope-a-doping, Golovkin a little bit, you know, it's hard.
I think the game plan went out the window after the eye got affected, because really, the initial game plan seemed to be working to me. He was kind of just moving, you know, pot-shotting and moving.
I mean, do you know, did the ring look large to you? Or because when I was looking at it, I was thinking it's like a sort of medium-sized ring.
I don't know. I'm just I wonder how they're going to sell Golovkin. I mean, should we take credit away from Golovkin because he didn't knock out Kell Brook and it was a you know, they threw in the towel because he's a power puncher. But we've seen Kell Brook edging him on, you know, putting his hands out, you know, basically saying like, yo, you can't stop me. He didn't even know that the fight was going to get stopped, for that matter. When it was stopped, he was still had his hands up like, no, you can't hit me. He was definitely moving and rolling with a lot of those shots. Listen, we're going to go back out to this, to your call, Anesu, but you got a lot of background noise. Finish up.
All right. Well, just great fight, you know. Wish it could have came longer, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
All right, Anesu. Well, thank you so much for calling in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're still live, and those lucky few that made it on to the Spontaneous Secret Edition show, do not do anything. If you pressed one, don't press it again, because you will get to talk on this magnificent show tonight, which is going viral, as you can see, because Gennady Golovkin, Kell Brook was a big fight. And if you like what you're watching, hit that thumbs up. This is the only way we're going to get the word out there that there's a platform, there's a place where all boxing fans can call and definitely express their opinion, get it off their chest, voice their opinion. We're going to go to our resident rock star, because for those of you that don't know, we even have rock stars calling into the show. Robert Ortiz, talk to me.
A very good afternoon to you, Nestor Gibbs, as well as all the other fans. You know, this show connects fans all across the world. I was just having a private conversation on the Skype line with I forgot his name. I think he's from Australia, actually. But it was a great conversation we're having. And what I said to him is, dude, this was a sparring match for Triple G. I had no respect for this fight whatsoever. I thought it shouldn't have even been sanctioned. As many shots as he hit Triple G with, Triple G was not bothered. Triple G had no game plan. He didn't give a fuck. He said, I'm just going to go in there and try to knock this fool out. And he probably got a little annoyed for a second, be like, damn, he actually can move a bit. Fuck it, I'm just going to keep trying to knock him out. I'm not even going to try to set up my shots. I'm not even going to try to jab. I'm just going to throw big bombs. Fuck it. And that's exactly what happened. And this fight should have never happened. It was a small guy that was a good fighter who I think will, you know, be able to do decent at 154. But it's hard to tell based on this fight, because Triple G had no respect. If we had a Triple G, the same guy that was fighting the Canadian guy, David Lemieux, then it would have been lights out for Kell Brook anyways. The result was always going to be the same. Kell Brook was always going to get stopped, whether it was going to be in the fifth round, the eighth round. He was going to get stopped regardless, just like Amir Khan was always going to get stopped. And everyone's saying, damn, look how good he's beating Canelo. Damn, dude, Kell Brook's beating Triple G. No, they're not, dude. There's no respect for their fucking power, because they don't have any versus guys that are naturally bigger than them. I don't care what the scale said on the weigh-in. Golovkin's much bigger naturally and much stronger, better chin, way better power. It was a sparring match, and you know, I'm glad it's over, and now we can get another more decent fight from Golovkin.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny that you mentioned sparring match, right? Because I'm sitting at home and I'm watching this post-fight interview, And, you know, Jim Lampley asked him, yo, so when did you know that you had him? And he's like, guys, this like sparring match. I don't feel the power. And it's like, damn, don't tell me it's a sparring match because you're telling me it was a sparring match. I don't know, man. But at least he's now saying he wants to continue to unify so we won't get any more of these type of fights, right? We'll be getting the Billy Joe Saunders fight. Are you confident we'll get that?
If you're asking me, am I still on this?
You are.
Okay. I'm not so sure because you have Billy Joe Saunders. You should just replay that every time we talk about Golovkin's next opponent. You should just replay that Billy Joe Saunders quote where he says he'll beat us both. He'll destroy us both in the same night. Like, that's, you're not going to get that fight. I think Triple G will get that belt off it going vacant, and he's going to get the first shot at it just the same way as Canelo's belt. That's how it's going to go with this guy. I don't think we get that fight. But it's fine for me because as long as Triple G can live his dream of claiming and being the lineal champion and owning all the unified, all the titles in the middleweight division, I don't understand how difficult that is to do. I understand we want to see him move up and take on bigger challenges. I do too, because he's a great fighter. But it's very difficult to unify a division and own all the titles, and I think that's a commendable thing. And that would mean that the titles are worth something. That would make those belts worth a shit, where people would actually respect them, and they look at Golovkin and say, that man is the champion. You beat him, you have all those belts, now you are the champion. And I don't know that we get the Saunders fight, but I know that Triple G will get a shot at that belt soon.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Listen, Rob, thank you for calling in. We're going to go out to some other callers here. We got so many of you guys. Block caller, you're up. It's you, friend. 0000, block caller. Yes, you. All right, we're going to move on then. 347, you're up.
Yeah.
347, New York City, talk to me.
Yo, Ness, you know it's Phil Thrill in the building.
Phil Thrill, what's going on? You made it, baby.
Yeah, good job, Brian, you know. But this fight was very interesting. I think a good Canelo beats that version of a Triple G and maybe any other middleweight, actually, on, like, Jacobs. I think he could beat that version of Triple G. But at the end of the day, he did what he had to do. That man was too small. A 6'2 Kell Brook, 6'3 beats him. You know, you can't go against a guy like that, man, in that field of punching power and without real footwork. So my hat off to him as a man, but you know, I said he wouldn't go in. God bless, Neff. Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, brother. We're going to go to 209. You're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's your boy, Bo. What's up, man? Yo, let me get a gunshot.
Bo, what's going on? What's going on?
Man, that's for everybody that thought Kell Brook was going to win this fight. Come on, man. Y'all stupid for that one. Man,
y'all getting it next, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, Triple G got exposed a little bit, but I mean, he the best middleweight, man. I don't see nobody beating him.
You're serious?
I don't see nobody. yeah, I am. I don't see nobody beating that 168 neither. But be honest, man, he don't want it with Andre Ward. If they ever fight, he don't want it with him. I guarantee Andre Ward will win. But that's my call. I'm out.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to get to some other callers here. We got 513. You're live. 513, you're live. Hello? On the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're live. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Elohim Jeans, Cincinnati. What's happening?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Hey, got to say, you know what I mean? Thumbs up for the spontaneous. Dig, great stoppage. Brooke he's been a super welterweight all this time, masquerading at 147. After seeing this Spence, that Spence-Brook fight would have been epic, because I think the Brownie would have gave, you know, Spence some problems. Canelo, he ain't going nowhere now. 154 is going to be on fire. 154 is where it's at. Triple G, he needs to move up if he can't get this strap. Because, I mean, you see him in the ring egging people on to hit him, man. This dude got a cast iron skillet chin ass dude, man. I'm telling you, he eats these punches. And he said he wanted this to be a street fight. He didn't come in here to strategize. He came in here to eat that boy's food. He was looking like lunch meat, and he ate him up. Yum, yum. You know what I mean? Khan, stop all the bullshit. Tweeting on the Twitter. Get in the ring. Get in the ring with Brownies. That'll be an epic fight over in the UK. Stop clowning. Get in the ring and make that fight. And, you know, Joey, you definitely deserve some gunshots for putting up that strap. I can't believe you put up that strap. Oh, shoot him again, man. Shoot him again, man. I can't believe you put up that strap. For this fight, bro, are you serious? Are you serious? Come on, man. Yo, that's my call. I can't wait for tomorrow to talk about E-Bunny, man. Hey, thumbs up, everybody.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. As the caller said, hit that thumbs button. We got a goal. We're trying to get to that 1,000. And there's too many of you watching for me not to get my 1,000. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to choke a few of you. I was at a fight yesterday. Had you been one of the guys that thumbs down, you'd have got choked. I'm just saying. Yeah. 757, you're up. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
757, you're live.
Yeah.
Yo.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
This ain't Stacks.
M Stacks, what up?
This ain't Stacks. What up, man? I thought Kel was going to last at least 7 rounds. Well, 6 rounds. But damn. I mean, Triple G is the truth at middleweight. And, I mean, Kel Brook, I mean, he did what he could to keep him off him. But at the end of the day, he got destroyed. Like, everyone knew. Everyone was sensed, that is, or whatever. But I'll tell you what, I ain't never cheered for Kel Brook like that before, I tell you that. I'll see him at 154. That's my call.
Brother, you broke up. Can you repeat that?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you repeat that?
You didn't hear that whole thing?
The ending.
You didn't hear that?
Just the ending.
You didn't hear that?
Just the ending.
This is M Stacks.
M Stacks, I know who it is. I said I didn't hear the ending. The ending of your conversation. The ending part.
Oh, I said, I'm sorry. I said I ain't never cheered for Kel Brook like that before, though.
Me neither. I'm so fucking glad you said that. Yo, you can ask my girl. I was in the bed like, yeah, Kel Brook. Because he was landing some good uppercuts. He landed some good overhand rights. He even landed great lead left hooks. Like, that's why I'm shocked he didn't ask for a rematch. I'm shocked he didn't ask for a rematch. Listen, great call, man. Thank you for calling in. We're going to get to some other callers. We got a few callers on Skype I'm going to get to right now. And it looks like a female caller. Ariana?
Yo.
Using your girlfriend's Skype, huh?
Nah, I'm using my lady's account, man.
All right. First time caller, where you calling from?
West Palm Beach, South Florida.
South Florida. All right, brother. You know the tradition around here, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Santos Torres, Boynton Beach, Florida.
Talk to me, brother.
Yeah, about this fight with Brook and Triple G. If you think it was a good stoppage, I just think you should be completely against the fight. You know what I'm saying? He was up. He was good. He wasn't shook, wobbled, rocked. You know what I'm saying? If you think it was a good stoppage, you should just not even be for this fight at all.
Could you explain that? Why if we think it's a good – why? Should we want to see him get knocked out is what you're saying? We want to see him get hurt?
He's putting his hands out like, come on, bring it. He wasn't, like, wobbled or shook at all. You know what I'm saying? If he would have looked at all like he was going down or hurt, he didn't even look hurt. Yeah, his eye was a little bruise and he was rubbing it too much during the fight. But at the same time, he's got his hands out like, bring it. And you know what I'm saying? The corner's up there throwing the towel in when the man obviously wants to fight.
Well, you never lied about that. Listen, brother, we're going to get to some other callers. So remember, there's a 45-second time limit on this show for every caller. We're going to go to what looks to be Sanisa.
You get like 2 minutes, but because it's like after the fight, it's like, hurry it up and get off.
Sanisa or Sensa. Sensa. Okay, there you go. Holla.
Yeah. What's good? It's my first time on the show. I'm excited. What's good?
Oh, wow. Where's that accent from?
I'm from a place in Norwich, from England.
All right. So this is your first time calling?
I'm excited to be on the show, man. Yeah, it's good.
So, you know, tradition, right? Can we get a proper introduction? Can you give us some enthusiasm? I want to see you. I want to see you walk into the Boxing Voice Arena the way that Kell Brook walked into that arena. Was that an introduction or what? I mean, that's what I was telling my girl. It's like, yo, over here, we don't do the big shindig the way that Kell did over there with lights and video and all that. So you're ready, right?
Let's do that. Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Here we go. All right, so this is my opinion. I've been a Brook fan for about 7 or 8 years now. I followed his career. I wanted him to get the big shot. I've been waiting for Brook to get the big fight. He got stabbed. The fight didn't happen. You know, it was like, finally, this isn't the fight I would have put for him. You know, as a fan, I don't want to see Brook fighting Golovkin. I want to see Brook against a Thurman or a Spence. You know, he can get the big fight and then eventually his career will develop. But he took the fight. And I felt optimistic. And the fight came in and I was feeling good for Brook, but I do feel Dominic Ingle made the right decision by pulling him out at that time. I don't think Brook had a way of winning the fight. A bigger fan as I am, I think it went the way that it was going to go. A couple more rounds, Golovkin would have had him down, and no one wants to see Brook get hurt. So, but I think Brook did a valiant effort, and I think Brook showed the way for people to beat Golovkin. And I think Golovkin would admit in some downtime that Brook actually did work him. Okay, so he didn't hurt him, maybe not, but Brook showed that he had the ability and he is the special one. And I still believe that Brook will go on to become a legendary fighter. And I do believe that. That's my honest opinion as a massive biased Brook fan. But I look at it as a not biased fan because I think that is the real Brook. You got to see tonight, he is a capable fighter, maybe not a middleweight, but Brook is special. And I think even doubters of Brook would have watched that fight and appreciated the ability that the man has got. You know, he still wanted to keep fighting, but Dominic saw it was time. And it hates me to say it, but it was time. I hate saying it. I don't like to say, you know, Brook was beaten, but Brook was beaten. Like, he could have probably lasted another couple of rounds, but what was the point?
Well, because I mean, round after round, he kept patting that right eye. Even when the other eye was the one that seemed to be, you know, giving him issues, he kept patting that eye. So there was something wrong. And again, I like you. I agree. He looked good. So I was like, wow, he's not going to ask for a rematch. Like, he doesn't want a rematch. But listen, man, we got to get to some other callers. It is an immediate reaction show, 45 seconds per call. So I want to thank you for calling in and participating. But we do have a lot of people waiting. So we're going to go from England all the way to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, 215. You're live with the Boxing Voice. Who's this?
What's up? This is Joe from Philly.
Joey, talk to me.
Joe from Philly. Yeah, props to Brooks. He looked good. He deserves a lot of credit. He goes down to 154. He'll be very good. As long as he stays away from Andre, he'll be very good. As far as the conspiracy and Golovkin is sick and all that, why it just can't be what Golovkin told you with his own mouth? He told you it was going to be a street fight. Street fights, there's no science, there's no measuring, there's no nothing. He just went out there and brawled this guy. And Brook looked good during the process, but the end result was the end result. This is definitely, definitely not a blueprint for the Arizwandi Laras or whoever, because what people are missing, some callers touched on it, but this guy's coming with a different game plan for each of his opponents. We dealing with a different kind of beast, man. We dealing with a different kind of beast. Rematch for what, Ness? All respect to you. Rematch for what? That's telling you that Brook knows who won, or he knows what he was feeling in that fight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know.
Credit to him.
But did you see any other Golovkin opponent look this good versus Golovkin? Even though it only lasted five rounds, who's hit him this well?
Of course not. Of course not. Because Brooke just proves that he's world class.
Oh, backing Golovkin up.
Pass off to Brooke, but say it again.
He backed him up with a few uppercuts too. Like it was doing like uppercut, overhand, right combination backing up. I mean, I was impressed. I didn't want that stoppage like that. I really thought he was going to get blown out the way Khan did. But after taking that first shot and almost going down and being able not to go down, I said, oh, shit, we got to fight. Those quads, all the muscle he put on them legs. I said, oh, shit, they really did something because he was able to take. I felt like he was taking Golovkin punches. You saying that Golovkin wasn't sick, I feel like something still was wrong. I don't care what Golovkin's saying because – no one's taking Golovkin's punches the way that Brooks took them, in my opinion. That's all.
Exactly. And who did want to see that? That was an exciting fight. So who did want to see that fight end like that? But then think back to Sugar Ray and his detached retina. And Brooke has a bright future. You understand what I'm saying? So I have no qualms as far as when his corner stopped the fight. Brooke didn't, you could tell by his post, you could tell that he did what he had to do, and he's talking about courage and stuff, but he doesn't think that he was really competitive. That's just my opinion. But on a brighter note, you might get a chance, you and Bernstein, to hook up for that Brooke versus Lara fight, so I look forward to that. That's all I got, brother.
Thank you. Yes, that Islandry-Lara fight all of a sudden becomes a lot more interesting, unless you want to go with the narrative that all of a sudden Golovkin was either A, sick, or B, street. This is street fight. Whatever. 773, you're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where you calling from? Chicago, right?
Santana,
what up?
Yeah, that was the worst corner stoppage I ever saw, man. The worst. I mean, he should fire whoever threw in the towel. He should fire that guy. He wasn't even hurt. Like, he knew where he was at. He was still...
No. Santana. Listen. He said in the post-fight, I got hit in the right eye, and I seen three or four Golovkins. He said that. So if you're seeing four Gennady Golovkins, it's a problem, man. Because one is a problem. Imagine four in the ring with you. Nah, man. It had to be a good stoppage, bro.
Listen, but I'm just saying, anything is box, anything can happen. Chris Algieri, his eye was worse than that when he was fighting Ruslan. He still pulled the win off. Anything can happen, you know?
Very good point.
I felt like he was still in the fight. Yeah, he was still in the fight. And I felt like then after the fight was over, it made more sense to me because I felt like the corner, they just want to live off of that. Like, oh, the only reason Triple G won is because Kell Brook eye got messed up. So they want to live off of that. But I felt like, man, that was like the worst stoppage ever, man, for real. And I felt like I think Kell Brook could have won that fight. And another thing.
Cut it. Santana, you know this is an immediate reaction show. We give him 45 seconds per call. So remember, ladies and gentlemen.
It's just one of them days. Don't take that personal.
214, you're live. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Yo, where's my 1,000 likes? Ooh, I swear to God. Where my 1,000 likes, sir? What's up, Texas? Talk to me.
I got your 1,000 likes. I liked it already, man.
Well, you need to get on another computer from another account and like it again because we ain't at 1,000 yet. Shit. Look, my girl, her foot shaking right now. She's like,
we've
been supposed to been working out.
Yeah, man. Well, let me get right. So I know you got the drop-by thing going on. Triple G, I got a whole nother level of respect for Kell Brook after this one, man. He showed a lot of weakness. If you would have kept on doubling up on that jab, if you would have doubled up on the jab and caught him with that uppercut, pop shot at him, he could have won that fight. He could have won that fight, I swear. But I think he just need to stick to where he's at right now. But, yeah, Canelo versus Triple G, that's going to be a problem. That is going to be a problem. Triple G is not good against people who actually have foot movement. And I think Canelo learned from the fight with Mayweather that he needs that. And that's for sure thing.
Well, all right, brother, man.
Appreciate you showing up.
Appreciate y'all coming up on short notice for this fight, man. That was a good fight, but I'm rooting for Brooke next time, man.
Man, I'm rooting for Brooke next time too. I just hope he's in a good fight. I hope he doesn't now, you know, take like a year off like he did before after he won the Sean Porter fight. We're gonna jump back out to the magical Skype machine. We got Saeed, maybe. Where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me, Ness?
Yes.
Yo, I just want to say, first of all, I think.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, from the UK.
Oh, what's my bad. How do you pronounce your name?
Just call me Jabs.
Oh, Jabs from the UK. All right, talk to me.
Yeah. So first of all, I think something was wrong with Golovkin. Maybe he had a flu because he flew out so late to the UK, didn't get acclimatized to the weather and stuff.
You're serious?
Secondly, I think they didn't respect Cal Brook because he was a welterweight. He probably went in with no game plan. He didn't respect his power at all. He let himself get hit. He didn't care. Sanchez probably said to him, do what you want and I'll take him out whenever you feel like it in the mid-rounds. And because we saw what Triple G does to someone when he respects his power. And that was David Lemieux, who had, you know, devastating knockout power. And Triple G kept him at the end of his jab, and he just, like, boxed him. That was the first time we saw Triple G do something different in his professional career. And that shows his experience from his amateur days with over 300 fights. If you wanted to do that to Cal Brook, I guaranteed you he would have made Cal Brook look silly like he did with David Lemieux. And also, yeah, so Cal Brook looked good because Triple G let him look good. And I don't think Cal Brook can do anything against the top guys at 154. They'll all beat him. They're all rangy. They're all fast. And they're all technical boxers like Lara, Andre de Nichardos. So his best thing he can do is go back to 147 if he can make that weight. And then maybe he can beat Spence or Thurman, but who knows?
Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Y'all getting it next, boy.
I don't know if the Cal Brook entourage is going to like that. Most people are thinking or picking him to be a pretty successful 154-pounder moving forward. We got a few other people to get to here. 614, you're up. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, Wizzy. What's good, man?
Who's this?
Jay Will.
Jay Will, what's going on, brother?
Man, it's not my loving this fight, man. After this fight, Cal Brook's my dude, hands down, man.
Agreed.
Everybody, man, hit that like button. Don't forget that.
I know. I can't believe we didn't get to 1,000 yet. Jesus Christ. Mm.
But, like, I mean, I don't know if I'm confused if I'm not watching the same fight that a lot of people who watch this fight say Golovkin was like, he did this thing, man. Golovkin was getting backed up at times, which I ain't never seen before, by a welterweight, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are facts.
Uppercuts, too.
At the end of the day, I mean, crispy punches. And at times, Triple G was gassed. At the end of each round,
breathing heavily through his mouth. Breathing through his mouth so much.
Gassed. He was literally gassed. So I'm like, I don't know. Y'all, the Triple G guys, just said, yes, he ran through a walkway, which he should, but he didn't run through it flawlessly. I mean, at the end of the day, though, if Brooke was a for real middleweight, he beats Triple G. He's not even Andre Ward. That's my call.
Well, all right, brother. Great call. Great call. Definitely, man, what we can take away from this is that Cal Brook has, we don't have to use the word exposed, but he's definitely laid some sort of blueprint. 559, I believe this is London on the chat, right, London?
Yes, sir.
Damn, you made it, dude. Yo, I got people texting me left and right because they didn't get in. They didn't understand. This was a 15-minute show, so they don't understand what that means. Like, the phone lines are locked after that, so only the chosen ones are on with us. So talk to me.
Yeah, as soon as I got on, I heard you say 90 seconds. I pressed that one quick.
Exactly.
Hey, look, man, it was a great fight. First four rounds were awesome. I mean, Cal Brook, a welterweight, went into that ring and boxed better than any middleweight that has gone in there, you know, Wade, Lemieux. And I was disappointed when they stopped the fight. But then afterwards, I wasn't that disappointed. I got over it because I started thinking Cal Brook looked like he was going to get hurt. Triple G did look drained the whole fight, and he looked like he wasn't into this fight because he knew Cal Brook couldn't hurt him or something, man. He just wasn't into it. That's what he looks like, his demeanor. But I'm dressed, ready to go. I'm about to go see Andy Ruiz, man, and I got my boxing voice shirt on, man. I believe that, Ness.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. That's it. We made it through everyone. Joey, I got to you already, right? Joey, you're just listening. Joey.
No. I got something to say, man. You hear me?
I didn't get to you.
Ah, man, I was here before Saeed. Right,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought I got you. I apologize.
No, that's all right, man. First of all, man, I knew straight away after I watched this fight, I was like, oh, man, here it comes, bro. Everyone is going to be on Triple G's ass. Like, it's going to be like there's no tomorrow. First of all, I'm totally, totally unbiased when I watch this fight. I'm not a huge fan of Triple G, and I'm not a huge fan of Cal Brook either. They're definitely not my cup of tea. But I've been watching this fight. 80% of this fight was just Cal Brook getting the shit beaten out of him, man. Like, yeah, he looked good in parts, but, like, I mean, this dude is, like, it's they don't belong in the same ring, whether it's size, whether it's skill, whatever. Like, at the end of the day, if you look at it unbiased, I mean, this was just, like, it was a beatdown with, like, couple of parts where Cal Brook looked good. Like, that's how you describe this fight. So that should just tell you all you need to know. You get what I mean?
I do, but, you know, like, my opinion has changed slightly of Cal Brook. I mean, I really do like the performance.
I've always thought he was a world-class fighter. And, like, all these people that are calling and saying, oh, man, like, this and Cal Brook, oh, Triple G's exposed. They're the same people that we're saying, you know, that, oh, Cal Brook looks like big and this and that. They're just like, man, any excuse to, like, to say something bad about Triple G, like, they'll find some way, man. Like, it's just, I just look at it black and white, like, who won, who was the most dominant. And, like, it's just, I mean, and especially the crowd. I think the crowd made a big difference in the perception of the fight, because every time, you know, Cal Brook would get an uppercut and then, like, a left and a right, the whole crowd would be like, whoa! And it's hard to, like, have an unbiased perspective when you hear that. And then Triple G lands all these punches, like, five punches in a row, and there's no noise.
Totally agree. So, I mean, you think that the crowd had a lot to do with it? I don't know, man, because I wasn't in the arena, and I was still feeling excited. I was still giving Cal Brook massive credit for what he was doing.
I give Cal Brook credit, but that doesn't mean to say by giving Cal Brook credit that I'm taking anything away from Triple G. See what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, I think this Triple G, you know,
it's a double-edged sword, right? Because if you give Cal Brook credit, then you got to take something away from Triple G because he was facing a welterweight.
Well, that's true, but this, you've also got to think about this. Is there some Triple G's never faced someone like Cal Brook before? Yeah, he's small, but I mean, like, in terms of skill and style, you know, it's a challenge. Cal Brook is a world-class fighter, and I think, you know, if they did have a rematch or if Triple G fought someone that had that style again, I think you would see the outcome would be a lot more dominant in Triple G's favor. I mean, I'm a boxer myself.
I don't know. Joey, I do got to cut you because it is a 45-second thing, but a style like Laura's with the game plan of Cal Brook, I just don't know, my friend. But look who decided to show up to what is turning out to be a magnificent show. I'm going to head over to the one and only.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused, stay working my dad.
Yes, good evening. Attempted to be great, Cal Brook. He did attempt to be great. I absolutely got the five round dosage of boxing and enjoyed every moment of it. The last caller was when I jumped in, and I'm not sure if that was the vibe of the show, Nesta Gibbs, that Triple G got haters and
forget Cal about Brook. That vibe. You tell me what's your vibe. How'd you feel watching the fight? You watched the fight too.
I watched the fight too. I enjoyed the fight. I was actually expecting that of Kell Brook, just to be set the record straight. I thought he would make it all the way around to the all the way to the 12th round and lose on the cards, but I was rooting for him. My heart and my mind likes Kell Brook, the fighter, and the strategy he went in there with. He did well. Yeah, man, I yelled. I was in my house. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking. And the last caller said, yeah, if Kell Brook did one thing, Triple G did five things. But there were like round two where Kell Brook did like five things, Triple G did one thing, and Kell Brook followed up with three more things. That's why he won that round. And he did it again in the fourth round. Now, the fifth round, you know, when that eye started showing and they stopped the fight, I was like, yeah, stop the fight. Why damage his eye? Why have a Margarito situation? You know, the lifeline of Kell Brook is also the lifeline of the guys in his corner. So I wasn't disappointed with the stoppage. You know, we know Triple G is a monster, the Undertaker. He didn't look
but
like
did he
Triple
look like
G,
a monster to you? Did he look like a monster to you versus Kell Brook throwing those three punch combinations and landing?
No. He did not. And I was saying that in the beginning. I was like, damn, he must really be sick because his punches look slow. They didn't look fast. And I mean, his jab was there, but they didn't look like
a few rounds. I got people hitting me in the chat talking about, let me go around with casual. I don't understand. I don't know. What don't they like? I seen what you seen. I'm, you know, what I do.
Another note.
What?
Another note. That fight was exciting round for round, and a lot of hardcores were expecting a bloodbath early first round knockout, and we didn't see it. So now they're calling up with something else. Yo, that shouldn't happen. Yeah, no, huh? Yeah, but go ahead, get them on me. I'll do round for round.
We did expect an early knockout, and I think Golovkin at the very least tried that. I seen him. What looked to be like him overcommitting to his punches whenever Kell Brook did make a miss, you can see he was missing big. So you can see that there was a lot of force and definitely intent to kill on those shots. But that being said, Casual, we did get to everybody. You showed up late. I got to work out. I got things to do. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. Applaud yourselves. We did not make it to 1,000, which is very disappointing.
Sucks.
I would hope that after I'm done with my workout, this is at 1,000 likes, because I don't understand why these thumbs up wouldn't equate to the amount of people watching this for so long. And if
drop
I
that beat,
if I like something casual, I usually say that I like it. And you know, you need to express yourself by hitting that thumbs up button for real.
Exactly.
So
like the shirt I had on. I like that shirt I had on last show.
Yeah, people didn't really like that one, man. But definitely, if you were catching this late, just hit the replay and drop that 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps with the visibility of the show as well as those thumbs up. So I am your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ness GTO. And we'll see you at the same time tomorrow, 7 p.m.
And I am the co-host, Enrique Church. And you can follow me on Instagram at Fight Talk and on Twitter, TBV_casual fan. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We could talk about Easter versus Cole May, which was another exciting fight, in my opinion.
Remember to drop us that 5-star review. Very important. Later. Have a good night.